I'm Robbie Armfield, and welcome to this special edition of Radio. It's called Keep Sydney Closed, But Your Mind Open. My guest today, I'm so glad that he's come in. I'm extremely graced by his presence. His name is Mike Baird.
How are you doing, everybody?
We're all right. Now, Mike, we're going to be discussing a variety of things during this show. You've graciously agreed to do an AMA regarding Game of Thrones specifically.
Yes, specifically Game of Thrones.
Yes, exactly.
Not at liberty to talk about a lot of things, but I can talk about my favourite HBO show.
Right, right. So if you would like to get in touch regarding that spicy little Q&A, the number to text is 0409945945, and if you'd like to call, the number is 833-22999. I suppose we should start things off by looking at the man himself, Mike Baird. Who are you, basically? Can we get a sense? Because I suppose people have quite a... I suppose generally the people listening to this would have quite a negative opinion as to who you are. And can we set the record straight, potentially?
Yes. Well, I would like to spread apart what is fact and what is myth about Mike Baird. And I feel that a lot of the listeners on FBI Radio probably have a lot of thoughts about me that are quite based around myth. Right. So let's debunk that myth. Should I start with just my bio?
Yeah, let's... For sure, for sure. I mean,
for sure, for sure. Okay, well, I'm an upstanding Christian, very holy. I practice the Christian faith quite regularly. I'm very generous, as there's very in line with being a Christian. I'm also incredibly wealthy. I have several houses.
A lot of people might say that those are those two things are at odds with each other.
Oh, they don't have to be.
They don't? Okay.
No. You can be generous and you can be incredibly wealthy. You know, I came into my wealth at a very young age, and there's not a whole lot that I can do about that, really. So.
Okay, so you're continuing the Christianity regardless, and that's fair enough. I mean, do you have any pastimes that you enjoy?
Well, several houses, so I often move between those houses, doing various activities. Sometimes my daughters will be at one, sometimes they'll be at another, so, you know, it's always a bit of a guessing game. I've got several friends. I also like to partake in watching Game of Thrones a lot. I'm a very big fan of that, and hunting.
Right, okay. Well, we'll get into the Game of Thrones, but the hunting is something that I don't think a lot of people realise about you, Mike Baird. Potentially, it's maybe a hidden, I suppose, secret about you as a person. Would you like to maybe
elaborate on that?
Yes.
I can't... Well, I'm not at liberty to talk too much about that. I mean, a man has a right to his private affairs, so I'm not, you know, I go out with my hunting dogs.
You have hunting dogs?
Yes, yeah. I can't say too much else. But
I assume it's maybe somewhere in the Blue Mountains you might go. I'm trying to think where's near Sydney for hunting. I can't seem to...
Yeah. I'm definitely not at liberty to say, because there are some endangered creatures out that way that it's difficult to see. If you see a wild dingo or you see a kangaroo or a person, it's difficult.
Right, okay. And so what are the names of your dogs, I suppose?
The names of my dogs? We've got Christ the Mighty. I've got a couple of other ones, but they're all basically rescues from the greyhound industry.
Okay, well, I suppose...
So I kept some of their racing names.
That's interesting, given your stance on that whole thing. Well, let's look at your Game of Thrones. I suppose we've got a question here saying, what character does Mike think he's most similar to? If you could please put names at the end there. So again, the number to text in is 0409945945. Thanks.
What character?
Yeah.
I would closely associate my values and my beliefs with the great Khaleesi and her dragons.
So the dragons or Khaleesi?
Both. The whole shtick.
Okay. Because she's like a ruler and stuff.
Yeah. She's very... if I could have it my way, I would rule with an iron fist like her.
Oh, right. Okay. Of course. Yes. Of course.
But I can't.
Have you seen the whole thing?
I have watched regular reruns, but my daughter just recently told me that there's another season out, a newer season. So, you know, in the AMA, try to steer clear of any topics in the most recent season.
We'll try to do that. But now it's time for a little game. Are you excited about this?
Yep. This is why I came on, Community okay. Radio.
All right, should we do this one? All right, so this is the question we're going to ask the audience. Then we might go into a little song here, okay? Now it's time to guess Mike Baird's star sign. Now, we have Mike Baird in the studio here, famed politician, man of mystery. You know, he's a hunter. We would love you to text in to guess his star sign. Can you give the people out there some clues, please, Mike Baird, as to what that might be?
Some cute little clues. Okay. I'm caring, I'm generous, very wealthy, big fan of Game of Thrones. Like to hunt.
Okay. Well, so just basically the stuff we ran over.
Oh, I suppose so. Yeah.
All right. Okay, thanks. Text in. See you soon. Come on! That is the way you do it, okay? Now, that was the song, Don't Believe a Word. It's by Thin Lizzy. You're with Robbie Armfield and very special guest Mike Baird on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. Now, before the song there, we asked the audience, what is Mike Baird's star sign? And we've got some really interesting responses here. People saying he's a Taurus. Somebody saying he's a Pisces. No, that's not true. He's a Capricorn we had. What other one? We've got a few here. Lots of people getting in contact. Thanks so much. But now for the answer.
Here it is. Okay.
Mike Baird is Cancer.
Cancer.
So
I wouldn't have guessed it myself.
We had a couple of correct answers here. I think Maxi B, among others, guessed that Mike Baird was in fact a Cancer. So that is the answer there. But now,
very close, Mikey.
Exactly. But now we're moving on to talking about the, if you'd like, Mike, I'd love to kind of address the Keep Sydney Open and Keep Sydney Closed debate.
Okay.
You know, the laws that you enacted that have closed so many venues. I happen to coincidentally agree with you pretty much on everything. Again, I need to stress that the opinions that we might express here are not, you know, necessarily the opinions of FBI.
Well, they may be. I can't speak for every individual.
Well, I think FBI. We can say with quite a large degree of certainty that people at FBI kind of run the Keep Sydney Open movement. So
it's unlikely.
So, yeah. But, look, what are the issues in keeping Sydney open, in your opinion, Mike?
Keeping Sydney open, what problems are there that arise? There's rampant violence everywhere. I've trolled through the streets on my own, and I can see jaywalkers abound, so I will be cracking down on that as soon as possible. Look, the main
How does that relate to keeping Sydney open?
I just see a lot of jaywalking late at night when, you know, people are moving between clubs. They can never decide on one. Basically, I act like, some people might not like it, but I act like the father of the New South Wales people. So, you know, the kids, they want their lemonade, they want their ice cream, they're screaming for it all day. They're jaywalking nonstop. Mm. And at the end of the day, someone's just got to bring down the daddy's iron fist and, you know, Sydney to bed.
Be the Khaleesi, I suppose.
Be the Khaleesi. That's right. Exactly right.
Yeah, another Game of Thrones callback there. You love it, don't you, Mike?
I do love it. I love it.
So now there's an increase in violence, and that's what we're stamping out. And I can absolutely agree with that. I think keeping Sydney closed, you know, in my opinion, Robbie Armfield, is you know, it's going to keep the streets safer and people get to bed nice and early.
And that's ultimately what we want, isn't it?
Absolutely. I was saying to somebody recently that, you know, we've got AM and PM for a reason.
Yeah,
and I think that, you know, if we're talking PM, that's the time that you have you have a bit of lunch, and once it starts, and then you also have your dinner, and then you go to bloody bed. Okay, now, and we'll be in bed by the time the AM starts.
Yeah,
and then so you get up, and the cycle starts again. You have your breakfast, and so on. But can you speak to that?
Can I speak to that? I can do. Yeah, I would thoroughly agree. I mean, back in the days of Game of Thrones and all of that, you know, they wouldn't have kept as much track of time, but once it goes dark, you're in bed. Maybe you'll watch a Game of Thrones rerun, and then you're in bed.
There's been some talk that you will enact new laws relating to daylight savings to make it darker earlier. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, if possible.
Is that true? There's a rumour mill starting about that.
Look, if I can do, I will. The laws of the universe dictate a lot of that, but wherever I have any kind of lenience, I will. Well, if wherever I have the liberty to enact those kind of laws, I will do that. I'll bring it.
And your faith really kind of enforces these beliefs, do they?
Oh, it does. Yeah.
Absolutely.
My faith.
Did you see recently the Keep Sydney Open movement has been bigging up these memorial plaques that have been placed on venues that were allegedly closed by the laws you enacted? What do you feel about those? Do you feel it's a bit of a slap in the face? Do you feel, or
it sounds like a lot of defamation? No one's consulted these business owners themselves to see if they would like these memorial plaques pasted up on their walls.
I have to agree. I think, you know, people get angry about vandalism on our streets. They get angry at people getting a little spray can, having a bit of a go. Look, some of it can be quite nice. I think I saw one recently. Of Harambee, the gorilla that...
I'm not familiar with it.
Right, well, he was a gorilla that was unjustly assassinated.
Oh,
anyway, look,
yes,
the story's very, very much run ragged there. I need to just say recently, I learned that Dicks Out, you know, the Dicks Out for Harambee movement, actually refers to getting your guns out. To my dismay, I learned that at a later time. But anyway, going back to the memorial plaques for the venues that were allegedly closed due to your lockout laws, I agree that that the public should have been consulted, and also that they've used artists and celebrities that I just flat out don't agree with how they've been utilised. They said Alice in Wonderland. Sure, okay, she's an Australian. They've used on this, I don't know if you've seen this, Mike, but they mentioned Lord on another one of these plaques. Oh. You know, the fantastic New Zealand artist Lord.
Should she even have a say in the proceedings of Sydney and the policies that are enacted on Sydney?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I think it's an absolute mistake for them to mention her. But anyway, let's move on to the Keep Sydney Closed movement. So there'll be less violence, mm-hmm. Less noise, I think.
Business owners have been thanking me in the thousands for closing down. Essentially, they get to go home early. They don't have to deal with rampant violence. And, they've just been thanking me for it.
Well, I also think it's better for us Uber drivers. You know, as a recent Uber driver myself, you get to basically, you know, sort of harkening back to the AM-PM distinction, you can get to bed earlier. And I think it's better for the rates, better fares, better bedtime. And as an Uber driver myself, I will sort of speak to that.
Seems a bit at odds with being an Uber driver, Robbie.
We've got a text here saying, rack off bed.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know, elaborate on that or something. But if you'd like to sort of get in touch about this movement, the Keep Sydney Closed / Keep Sydney Open movement, if you have any opinions of your own, we do have a very special guest in the studio, Mike Baird, that would, he'd love to field some of your opinions.
I would love to.
And questions. So get in touch. The number is to call is 833-22999. The number to text is 0409-945-945. You're listening to FBI Radio. The beautiful stylings there of Crowded House with their song Locked Out. And that's what we're trying to keep Sydney like. My name's Robbie Armfield. I'm with Mike Baird on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. We've got a caller that's been quite... it sounds to be quite angry.
Okay.
Their name is Dalton. Would you like to respond to...
Yeah, I'm willing to hear their side of the debate.
Okay.
Feels like a shut case, really, but I'll listen.
Okay, Dalton, are you there?
Yeah, hi guys.
Hey.
Hi mate, how you doing?
Hi there. So so before the song there, we were talking a bit about keeping Sydney closed, keeping Sydney open, and you seem to have had some strong opinions about that.
Yeah, well, my first question for for both of you would be: is this a joke? Are you joking?
Absolutely not. I mean, it flies in the face of FBI Radio's general opinion, but I'm happy to admit that. No, it's far from a joke, my friend.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I guess it's people like you that really piss me off because, like, have you ever even been out in Sydney? It's a brilliant place. It's full of gentle, kind, caring people. I know me and my friends that I go out with. Well, I'm actually in a band on you would have heard of, Cubic Metric, that gig around Sydney all the time, and we're straight edge, and we don't even, I've never even seen a fight. So I think it's just an absolute joke. And Mike, comparing yourself to Khaleesi, I don't want to, say too much, but I reckon you're a bit of a Joffrey.
Oh, now for anybody that's not aware, Dalton, can you tell us what happened to Joffrey?
I've only watched season one, but
right, okay. So, generally,
yeah, I think dropped off.
Right, okay, but you're in a band. What kind of music do you play, Dalton?
Yeah, Cubic Metric. Yeah. So we're kind of like an indie rock band, just promoting like good vibes all the time, which is like what everyone in Sydney I think wants. Okay. And I think you guys are just giving it an absolute. You're slandering it.
You'll have to admit though that you're more likely to end up in a street brawl on the streets of Sydney after 10, 1 a.m. maybe. Even if you're just an absolutely polite band, I'm sure you are, but
yeah, well, thanks, we are polite, but look, I'll pose one question to you.
Yeah,
the Sydney Opera House, who wants to listen to opera in the morning?
Look, I really have absolutely no idea how that relates to this discussion, to be
who
fair,
wants
Dalton.
To listen to opera in the morning,
Dalton? I have no
one.
Dalton, I'm sorry, I might have to cut you off. I really have no...
Cubic Metric.
I feel as if...
Everyone, Cubic Metric.
No, I feel as if this might... Okay,
Cubic
Dalton,
metric,
I'm going to...
I'll remember it.
Okay,
Cubic
thanks
metric.
For your call, Dalton, but yeah, I'm going to have to hijack Cubic that. Metric. I think you might have been taking the piss there a little bit. So anyway, thanks for calling in, Dalton.
Sounds like a self-promotion, really.
I will say, maybe check out his band. I'm not sure if it's any good. Cubic Metric, but... I will say about the band, you can, I play in a band occasionally, you can finish at reasonable times. You know, it's that AM, PM distinction that I keep going on about that I think is so, so very important. But now I think it's time to play a little game. Mikey, are you ready for this?
I'm ready for a game. But just quickly,
yes.
If there's any youth out there, I'm trying to get a bit more in touch with the side of the youth. I've got my daughter's 18th coming up sometime soon. So if anybody could recommend maybe some nice venues to take her out to, I'd like to, have a good time with her and her friends. And, so just any recommendations, send them through.
Okay. Now it's time for a game. It's called Sydney in the 60s or Sydney Now. Now, can you... I told Mike a little bit about this before we started, but we're very excited. So let's have a look here. The basic gist of this is you have to kind of guess, is this Sydney in the 60s or, is this Sydney Now?
Yeah. Okay.
So here we go. This is... Well, you have to guess. Is that all? So, right, yeah. So is that the 60s or is that now?
Look, Rob, luckily on this first one, I know that one well. That's talking about my generation. I'm a big fan of The Who.
Right.
Feels like a lot of music has gone drastically downhill since The Who and the 60s and that general era. Happened, but...
So you're going to say...
But I'm going to go with the 60s, Rob.
Fantastic, Mike Baird, the first one. You've done it, okay.
I've done well.
Now, all right, Mike... This is the second one here. Is this the 60s or now?
That's all you've got?
Yep. Yes.
Look, I'm going to go with a gut instinct. I haven't really heard that before, but I'm going to go with the 60s.
Unfortunately, that is Sydney today. That
can't
is
win
yeah. Okay, now here's another one.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready now, go, cat, go, get ready now.
Right, so what is that the 60s, or is that now, Mike?
This one's an easy one. This one was 1965. I remember that day quite vividly.
Sorry, it's 62, but I appreciate the enthusiasm there, and you're close enough. I'll give you that because the category is 60s or now. Okay, what about this one, 60s or now?
Yeah, similar to the other.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the 60s again.
Unfortunately, that is Sydney Today.
Oh, I thought I got the other right.
Right, okay. Now, what about this one, 60s or today?
Oh, that's all we've got. Yes, I would have thought I might need a bit more on that one. Okay. Look, this one's going to be a bit of a guessing game at this point, but I'm fairly certain that's Bob Marley.
From
that was the band name, Bob Marley. From the 60s.
Yes, well done, Mike. He's done it. He's done it there.
I still hear him a lot these days, though.
I know.
That was a tricky one.
I know. Unfortunately, he did sort of pass away, I think, in the late 60s, I think, or something like that. But all right. Now, here's the last one. Now, this is to see. You're sort of tied neck and neck here. I think you're maybe winning a little bit. Let's see. This is the last one. What do you reckon? Sydney in the 60s, or is this Sydney today?
Look, Rob, I make a lot of my policies based on gut decision, and I'm going to do that again today, and I'm going to go with the 60s.
You've chosen... Your decision-making is remarkable, Mike Baird. It seems to bear no resemblance to any kind of thought process, but this is...
Well, I don't consult anyone. I just go with gut instinct a lot.
Right, okay. All right, shut up for a second. So that was wrong. That was, in fact, Sydney... today.
Where?
So you've tied. You didn't.
Where in Sydney would that be?
That was actually recently at a little venue called Bar Century.
Okay.
Which has I don't know, it's sort of moved or something like that. But I guess the dream is well and truly over. So it's time to wake up. You're on FBR Radio, see you soon. Beautiful stuff there. That was called Peace Train and was by Cat Stevens from his inimitable album Teaser and the Firecat. You're with Robbie Armfield and very special guest Mike Baird on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Thanks so much for everybody getting in touch. The number to text in again is 0409 945 945. We have one here relating to my special guest here, Mike Baird, saying, "What comment does Mike What comment does Mike have on the opinion that the lockout laws will funnel people to his friend's Barungaroo Casino, which will be open all night? Is that a conflict of interest? Does he know about the correlation between gambling addiction and domestic violence? How does he plan to wean off the government off its $60 billion a year revenue from gambling taxation?" Quite a lot of queries there. Would you care to respond to some of those?
Look. I love gambling as much as the next bloke. So, yes, that's, you know, obviously an ideal side effect of it. But mostly I'm not at liberty to really talk about it. I'd rather keep it mostly to Game of Thrones exclusively.
Okay. So yeah, all right. Well, so he's not comfortable answering that, basically.
I'm not
so
very comfortable answering
if
that.
You would like to maybe keep your questions primarily to Game of Thrones, that'd be fantastic. But now... Looking at some of the other laws you've put in place, Mike Baird, you've kind of had quite a harsh look at the dog racing industry.
Yep, shut that one down.
You're what one could call down on the doggies.
Yeah, no, I shut that down like all the Slavers Bay and the rest, like Khaleesi did, and you know, I'm very much proud of the program. We closed it down. We tried to reintegrate all those the dog slaughterers back into civilized society, and you know,
because there were genuinely a lot of issues there. Correct.
There were a lot of issues. Tens of thousands of dogs dying, live baiting. You know, take some on to be hunting dogs.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit at odds with your hunting practice, I suppose. We're talking about the live baiting. Okay. You were telling me in the break there that you're actually quite prone to maybe doing exactly that.
Okay, that's fair criticism, I guess. But, you know, as a leader, you've got to take on the criticism. And ultimately, as a Christian, I can only be judged in the eyes of God. So it's the criticism kind of...
I guess that's fair enough. But in terms of gambling, are you one to maybe have a bit of a flutter?
Look, I am definitely one to have a flutter. I love putting a bit of money on the horses. Dog racing, very inhumane. Down with the dogs.
Right.
but you could say I'm up for a little bit of horseplay.
Is that because they just... I suppose I have to ask the question, why do you feel there's a distinct... I mean, they're both animals, right?
They are, but, you know, you can speak to a dog and it'll just lap up every word. but you speak to a jockey, they'll tell you why they're there. They'll give you their motivations. You know that the jockeys are, you know...
Yeah, right, but I suppose what about the horses, right? The...
Oh, well, they're just carrying the jockeys, aren't they?
Okay, it's more about the... Right, so it's... Oh, okay, so there's no human element to dog racing, so why deal with it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. So what are... You know, is
they look like they're having a good time. Are they galloping? You know, they're going fast. That's what horses were built to do. They love it.
I suppose you're right. It does look like they're having a bit of... They've got a kind of a desire to get to the end there.
They definitely do.
Is there a race coming up that you have any kind of money on and...
I have a few horse picks for this week, actually.
You got horse picks?
I've got some
okay,
horse picks.
So there's a... All right, so here's Mike Baird's official picks for a horse racing event.
Horse race.
When is it and where is it?
Randwick Raceway. We've got it pretty much Saturday, Sunday, Monday, most days. Okay. I'll be there as often as I can be.
Yeah.
You know, get home at a safe hour. But any spare time I have away from the wife and kids, I will be there at Randwick Raceway. I'll be, I'll just be betting on them.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and give my my horse picks for this week. We've got a few. Most of these ones aren't the favourites, actually, but I believe I've spoken to some of the jockeys, the trainers. I've been around the horse tracks. I've seen that they're well kept and very much. They look like they've got winner's blood. So we've got Brick Horse, Whipped Misses, Don't Tell Your Wife. We've got Horseback Mountain, Uncle Too Close.
Well, maybe give people a chance to maybe write these down. Well, you can actually, so you can listen back to this on podcast if you'd like, but maybe slow it down a tad.
Okay, just a tad.
Yeah.
We've got Hollies on Heat. That one's actually going for 20-1 odds. We've got,
Big money.
Rimjob Nightmare, Dark and Horsey, and Daddy's Peanut Butter Wonderland.
Okay, so which one do you... from what I can hear of that, it sounds like you just read out the entirety of the list of participants in that race. Was there one that you favour? I mean, that's the kind of... Well, that's my question, Mike.
Okay, well, no, those are favourites for various different races. If you see any of those names pop up, they're most likely going to win. Well, not due to their odds, but I believe they will. Okay.
All right, we'll see you in a moment. Jesus Christ. You idiot. What? Hello, everybody out there. You've got it tuned to FBR Radio 94.5 FM. That was the song Now There Is Nothing. It's by Hot Chip from their sort of semi-recent album called In Our Heads. You're with Robbie Armfield and very special guest this week, Mike Baird, the politician. Thanks for being in again.
No worries.
Now, we've got a concerned caller here, name of Steve. Steve, are you there?
Yep. Good afternoon.
Thanks so much, Steve, for being with us. Now you did mention that you were the texter that asked that those myriad of questions of Mike.
Steve.
Yes.
Well, do you have anything to ask him now?
I'd just like to reiterate the question and he shirked away from it.
So would you like to maybe run through that again for us, just for anybody that's listening now?
The common opinion of people that the lockout laws were designed to funnel people into the casino, which will be a 24-hour venue, first of all, which is a conflicting interest because it is his friend's, James Packer's, venture. Look, that's the first question.
Yep.
Okay.
If Mike could address that?
I could. Look, it's just it seems to be more of it's a side effect to the lockout laws.
Side effect, no?
It's rather convenient, but, you know, I don't think convenience makes it any less coincidence.
Mm-hmm. But it is convenient for you and James Packer, correct?
Well, we're wealthy friends, but look, there's not
You understand the addiction, the gambling addiction that the federal government is trying to combat in Australia, and you are just on radio advocating gambling.
You can't do that, Mike. That's not okay. We can't advocate gambling on the air.
Well, I'm not advocating it for the people. I'm saying I enjoy it as a pastime.
Okay. All right.
You are a public figure, and you are designing laws that will funnel the public into a gambling venue.
I have to say, look, Mike, Steve does have some points here.
Okay, he's got some valid points, but, you know, come election day, we've got, you know, plenty of years to see how all of this turns out. And maybe Steve will be correct, maybe I'll be correct about, you know, these policies and these issues, and I suppose the Australian
gambling people, addiction, you'll be correct.
You know, I mean, that's up to them. They have a choice to gamble or not to gamble.
You do have a choice to get the government off the, you know, as I said, $60 billion a year revenue off gambling, which...
Steve, I agree with you mostly, market. But we've given you a pretty good soapbox here. Do you have any questions about Game of Thrones
for
Mike?
Let's move on, yeah.
About Game of Thrones, of course, the easy ones. No, sadly, I like to focus on the serious things, so...
Well, okay. We did make... Look, I think we've been very generous with our time here, Steve.
Of course.
We did actually start the episode saying that he wasn't going to address any questions
I like to leave politics in the office and my personal life. I like to address those concerns, my personal life, and talking about those...
I understand. I think you'd better just leave politics altogether, Mike.
Interesting point.
Okay.
Have a lovely day.
Yeah, thanks so much, Steve. Have a lovely day yourself. Thanks for calling in.
Yep. See you, Steve.
Okay. All righty. But thanks to Steve there. Now, we should maybe look at, you know, you're a good Christian man, Mike,
yes.
Apparently. So I thought we might bring that kind of look at things into a segment here. Let's have a bit of a confessional booth. Are you one to be doing this type of thing?
Yes, every weekend I will visit my pastor. I'll have a confessional, tell him my thoughts. You know, some of them might be a little bit racy, so I use that as an avenue to vent these.
Well, I thought, well, like, it's a very special thing to have you in here, and so I just thought, why don't we just have a little bit of that on it?
Okay, you know? So a public confessional booth. I'm on board.
Yeah, Mike Baird's public confessionals. Here we are. Just such a joy to have you here.
No worries. Let me just think it for a moment. You did warn me ahead of time that I might have to think of some things. So, actually, my wife recently, I stole $25 from her purse on the way out this morning. Look, if you're listening, honey, I put it all on Hollies on Heat. All 25. And
first of all, I think that's deplorable that you stole from your wife. Second of all, we can't actually big up gambling on the air here, as Steve rightly mentioned. So we'll have to keep that to your own sort of personal.
I'm not endorsing it. I'm just saying that's what I did with the money.
Well, why would you do that? I mean,
I won, didn't I? All right. I won big off it, and I mean, and then I put it on another one. I put it on another horse, and I lost it. But you know, that initial feeling.
Okay. I know that the confessional booth is supposed to be non-judgmental, but I will actually... I think that's trash. That's trash behaviour, Mike.
Okay, no worries.
All right, what else have you done?
Any other things that I need to... I do actually enjoy a bit of Gogglebox. I'm not going to, you know...
Oh, you're a TV man.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Okay.
You know, it gets a bad rap, Australian reality TV show, but that's a good one. That's one that I can sit down with my family.
Some would say, enjoy. I mean, it did win the sort of, the ARIA, was it Logie?
Right,
one of the, things about, like, best factual television. But a lot of people have been hating on it quite, but you love it, you say?
I love it. I cannot get enough of that stuff.
Awesome, okay. Yep.
That's how I spend a lot of spare time away with my family.
Yeah, anything else?
Lastly... very much like my stance on my policies on the disabled in general, my transport policies are pretty much the same. I do not stand up for the disabled.
Oh, sorry, okay.
So if they want
to... Sorry.
They already have a chair. If they're pregnant, I'll happily stand. Pregnant. And pregnant with a disabled.
Okay, I absolutely will not have. No, I'm sorry. That's disgusting rhetoric, and that you can't say that sort of stuff.
Okay, well,
I'm so sorry for anybody that's offended by that. That's. I'll see you in a moment. This is just. What is your problem? What is your problem?
The
gambling. I'm in a click, but I want. Hello there, everybody. You've got it tuned to FBI Radio 94.5 FM. My name's Robbie Armfield, and with me is Mike Baird.
How are you doing, everyone?
Yep, we're okay. So now it's time to look at so the AMA that we asked you before, the Game of Thrones AMA. People haven't really gotten in touch about the
Oh,
the,
not
the
me.
Game of Thrones. Would you like to hear some of the texts, Mike?
Yeah, I'll happily listen to some of the texts. Let's
so we've
go.
Got one here. Mike, you're a gutless husk of a human. And we can't finish that. But that's from Damien in Manly.
Okay,
we've got other ones here.
Not so much a question, so I'm... Yeah,
it's not, but we've only got a few here. So another one. How many Mike Bairds does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Okay.
So they've said the question here. They actually also have the answer within
it. Okay. Well, I'm going to assume it's the only logical answer and say one. And,
right.
You know, I'm quite a handyman around the house. I'll often do, you know, all kinds of things for my wife and kids. So
interesting. They've said two.
Okay.
One to complete the task and the other to run Sydney into the dirt. But then that's
right.
from Christopher Closed and F.U. Bairdy
Boy.
Yeah. So we've got a couple of, I guess, pranksters here.
That sounds a lot like pranksters. Are there
really
any Game of Thrones related questions?
There's one, which, again, we've actually already... So first of all, they haven't put a name at the end, but we've already addressed it. Who's your favourite Game of Thrones character?
Okay. I said that earlier in the show.
Right.
I thought maybe we'd, you know, get a bit more in-depth into... the lore of
got some pranksters listening, I guess. So.
Okay.
Anyway, look, let's talk about the end of the week, though. Mike, you're excited for this, and so am I. We've got Friday, the 30th of September.
Look, I'm scared to be out at night, but I'm willing to do it for a good cause.
We've got Keep Sydney Closed, the rally occurring, okay? So we're going to be walking from... Again, I need to stress, this is not endorsed in any way by FBO Radio. This is absolutely my own opinion. They've graciously allowed me to broadcast this kind of advertisement here. So we're going to be starting at the Taylor Square Pie Face, and we're going to be walking as a force to the Oxford Street Pie Face. We'll be singing songs. We'll be for the big cause. Okay, so anybody that wants to come, again, like the page Keep Sydney Closed on Facebook, and please come to the rally. We're going to be meeting at 9 p.m. This Friday, the 30th. Okay, but now it's time. This is just a bit of a taste about the sort of thing that you can be looking forward to. Okay, so I've got some friends here in the studio here, and we're going to show you what this rally will sound like. Okay. Yep, keep going. Yep. Everybody's talking about Sydney, business is Sydney. All we are saying is keep Sydney closed. All we are saying is keep Sydney closed. Shut it down, boys. Everybody's talking about violence, silence, cowards, and marches, and blah. All we are saying is keep Sydney closed. Okay, Friday, 30th September. Taylor Square Pie Face to Oxford Street Pie Face. Thanks so much for Mike Baird being in the studio, and thanks so much for FBI Radio. Round of applause, everybody. Now it's time for the playlist with your boy. It's not Stephen Goodhue this week. It's actually Dan Gordon. So he's got some fantastic tracks. I think he said he was going to play the new, the Danny Brown one with, so that's really cool. So look forward to that. You've been listening to Robbie Armfield and Mike Baird on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Goodbye. Goodbye. Bye. Everyone, goodbye. Shut it down.